Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. Glad to be back with you guys. We are presented by FanDuel. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. And we are here to recap tonight's games. Every game of the week, Monday through Friday, you can count on the Box Score Breakdown to recap the game for you. Discuss waiver wire pickups, drops, sales, and everything you need in your day-to-day, game-to-game NBA recaps. So make sure you subscribe and check us out every Monday through Friday. Like I said, Tim Woodson and I will have you covered with the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by Sports Ethos and FanDuel. All right, we have a huge 11-game slate tonight. You know, that's just how it goes. I get all the big game slates. But let's just get straight to it like it's nothing to it. All right, first we're going to start with the Cavs defeated the 76ers 132-121. And the Sixers sat out Joel Embiid again. You know, he's going to be missing a lot of games this year, but at least he's playing. But let's start off with Tyrese Maxey. 27 points, 7 boards, 9 assists, 1 steal. He did have 5 turnovers, but, you know, all-star fashion for Tyrese Maxey once again. VJ Ejgom, the dynamic rookie, came back to earth in 37 minutes, only had 7 points tonight. He did have 4 rebounds and 4 assists, but went 3 of 14 from the field. You know, they're not going to fall every night. And, you know, this was a disappointing game for him personally. But, you know, you're going to have up and downs, especially as a rookie. So don't worry about that. Don't panic about VJ Ejgom, especially without PG-13 and Joel Embiid there. Long as they are out, VJ is going to keep getting plenty of opportunities. You know, they started Adam Bona. He didn't do much. He did have 2 steals, though. Kelly Oubre had a nice game with 19 points and 2 steals. You know, Quentin Grimes, huge game off the bench, 27 points, 3 assists, 3 boards. You wonder when they're going to start him. Looks like they are trying to do everything they can not to. You know, Jabari Walker's not getting it done. Trendon Wofford had a solid game off the bench with 16 and 6 assists with 2 steals. But it seems like they're trying to find production and they just can't figure out who to start. Andre Drummond had a surprising big game off the bench. 13 points, 13 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks. You don't see that every day. But it's kind of just a mess outside of Tyrese Maxey. And normally VJ Ejgom right now for the Sixers. They're a work in progress, and that's why they lost. But they do have a winning record this year, but we'll see. Now, for the Cavs, the big news was Darius Garland made his return to action. First game of the year, played 26 minutes. They eased him in. You know, he only had 8 points. He was rough from the field, 3-for-11. But like I said, he had no offseason, no summer league, no preseason, thrown into the fire, 8 points, 4 assists. The good news is he did not re-injure himself. He made it through the game, 26 minutes, and expect him to be back next game better than this game for sure. But that's the big news. Darius Garland was back. Now, the even bigger news, Donovan Mitchell had 46 points. He exploded tonight, 15 for 21 from the field, 6 for 11 from 3. Now, this is a first-team All-NBA performance. Also had 8 assists, 1 steal, 4 boards. I mean, put this down as the game of the night. I doubt anybody's going to top this, but we will see. Evan Mobley, great performance, 23 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. You love it. Jared Allen was back. He missed 2 games because he broke his thumb. 24 points, 10 boards, 1 assist, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Jared Allen is back in full effect. And I know his hand thumb is still hurting him, but he's playing through it. You love to see it. Jalen Tyson started again. Only 10 points, but he had 5 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. If he's going to put up points, numbers all across the board, that's going to be a fantasy player for you. Now, DeAndre Hunter did not play in this game, so of course that helps, but that's what happened. Sam Merrill off the bench scored 14, but not much else was fantasy relevant for the Cavs. Next game, the Pistons defeat the Utah Jazz 114-103. Lauri Markkanen played 40 minutes, at 25 points, 4 boards, and 2 steals. He's definitely going to be an all-star this year, just having a really good season. Taylor Hendricks, the opposite. 18 minutes started, 0 points. He has 7 boards, but 0 for 3 from the field. Taylor Hendricks has just not found his stride. He does not need to be starting right now until he can get it together. Nurkic, the guy that everyone's talking about. I was asked a question about him last episode. Should I pick him up? Well, as you know, if you have not heard, Walker Kessler was injured with a shoulder. He's going to have surgery on that shoulder. Say that 3 times fast. And he's going to be out for the season. So that's terrible news for Walker Kessler and the Jazz. It's positive news for Jusuf Nurkic, and you would think Kyle Filipowski. Jusuf Nurkic is taking advantage of it. 6 points only, but he did have 17 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, and a block. Tremendous category game for Nurkic. He shot bad, 2-for-8 from the field, but everything else was tremendous. So he's a must-add guy right now until Filipowski wakes up. Savi Mykhailiuk somehow had 28 points in this game. 2 boards, 2 assists. They're sticking with him as a starter. I mean, at this point, you have to consider picking him up if you haven't. It's not a fluke anymore. They want to start Svi, I guess, until Ace Bailey, I don't know, forces them to play him. But Svi is the man right now for the Jazz at the shooting guard position. Keontae George, 35 minutes, 19 points, 6 assists, 2 boards. Another good performance by Keontae George. Ron Holland did lock him up one time on defense. So it wasn't his normal explosive game. Like I said, Svi scored the highest points on the team instead of Keontae tonight, but Keontae's still having a great season. And like we mentioned, Kyle Filipowski, nothing off the bench in 20 minutes. 4 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 1 block. What is up with Kyle Filipowski? Who stole his juice, his Space Jam juice? He just does not have it thus far. Ace Bailey, 9 points off the bench. The Jazz, they're going to be in for a long year. Isaiah Collard did not return this game. It was thoughts that he might look for him next game. We'll see who that affects. For the Pistons, Cade Cunningham had a slow start, but finished with 31 points, 10 assists, and 1 steal. That's what we want to see. But earlier in the game, I was like, ooh, he's having a rough game, but finished it with authority. Jalen Duren, 22 points, 22 rebounds, and 3 assists, and 1 block. You don't see too many 20-20 games. 22 points, 22 rebounds. That's a game of the night type of performance matching Donovan Mitchell right there. So, do you love to see that? Asar, 18 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Classic. And not much else really to name off the bench. Ron Holland did good in 28 minutes with 2 steals, 6 boards, 4 assists. But that's category league a little deeper for you guys. Next game, we want to talk about the Brooklyn Nets defeated the Indiana Pacers, the battle of the 1-7 teams. It's a mess. Tickets should have been free to this game. But like I said, the Nets won. Michael Porter Jr., 32 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal. He is loving being the man in Brooklyn. Will he make an all-star team? We will see. The East is full of injured, riddled teams. He could sneak in there. He keeps getting these opportunities. 20 shots per game. He's going to take advantage. Noah Clowney, 17-4. Nice. Nick Claxton had the explosive game tonight. 18 points, 10 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. That is an incredible performance, and he was off to a very slow start. Great game by Nick Claxton in this one. Cam Thomas, the news of the night, he got injured for the Nets. Only played 6 minutes, did not return. We're going to have to keep an eye out on how long he may be out. That's going to be big news for the rookies, Igor Jungman and Ben Saraf. But that's all I can say. Igor Jungman, 13 minutes, 0 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Ben Saraf did not play. Noah Pinda did not play. All those guys. Nothing. Dayron Sharpe, 5 points. Tyrese Martin, 16 points. He's putting up numbers, but not much else other than points. For the Pacers, Siakam, 23 points, 10 assists, and one steal with six boards. Classic Siakam. Isaiah Jackson, a guy that was hot off the waiver wire. Last game had a great game. Only 8 points, seven boards, one steal in this one. So came back down to earth. Jairus Walker came back down to earth. 6-6-6. Definitely don't want to repeat that performance anytime soon. Neesmith, great performance. 15-7-2-1 steal. Ben Shepherd came back with 18-4-3-1-1. And this is, of course, without Ben Mathurin, Johnny Furphy. So they're playing a lot of G League players. Let's just leave it at that. Jay Huff did have 16 points, two boards, and two blocks off the bench. I would love to see him get more minutes in the rotation. And I just want to remind you guys, we are live. We are live. We are streaming live. So submit your comments on YouTube, Twitter, all that good stuff. Subscribe to Box Score Breakdown. If you listen to us on the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, Doc and Brew will be back later today for their regular episodes. We're here breaking down the games right after they end, giving you the hot ads and quick hits. If you're enjoying these Box Score episodes, make sure you subscribe to the Box Score Breakdown podcast. We would truly appreciate it, you know, so you don't miss out on any episodes. We go live Monday through Friday after the games, and you can also catch us on the Sports Ethos YouTube channel. Like I said, we are live. The live shows are fun. We had some questions last episode, and I'm willing to answer some tonight. some of the questions led to injuries tonight, so let's just make sure no one gets hurt in this next round of questions, but I'll answer them at the end of the show. So like I said, next game, the Celtics defeated the Wizards 136-107. That's a blowout. Jaylen Brown is going to have to do something with his hair paint. It got on Keyshawn George again. This is the second time. He's going to have to cut it bald like Derek White or do something. I don't know, but that was the biggest note of this game. Let's start with the Wizards, though. Koulibaly, nothing. CJ McCollum, nothing. Keyshawn George, 9 points, three assists, not much. Alex Sarr had a good game, great game. 31 points, eight boards, two assists, and three blocks. That's an all-star performance. That's what we want to see out of Alex Sarr. He's like the only bright note of the game. Justin Champagne started again. I don't think he should. Marvin Bagley, 11. Malachi Branham, 10 points. But they played everybody and basically nobody all at the same time. Trey Johnson played 24 minutes but didn't do much. So this team's going to have to make themselves choose a direction to go in. Bob Carrington, again, 31 minutes and 3 points. Like, come on, Washington. For the Celtics, as we mentioned, Jaylen Brown, 35 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal. Incredible Jaylen Brown game. Nemias Keita was live and active in this game with 15 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Great performance. Josh Minot, the hot pickup of the last week, finally had another great game. 21 points, 5 boards, 3 steals. And I watched some of this game. He was very active and live all over the court. Looked really good out there. So we just hope he can keep that up. 8 for 12 from the field. 3 for 6 from 3. This is peak Josh Minot. I don't expect this every game, but he can do this occasionally. Peyton Pritchard, 18 and 5. Nice game. Anthony Simons, 18 and 2 off the bench. Next game, the Knicks defeated the Wolves 137-114. A lot of blowouts tonight. Julius Randle, coming off that triple-double last game, had 32 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and 1 block. One of the most dynamic as far as category players that are bigs is Julius Randle, because you can typically expect him to get nice points, rebounds, and assists, and that's rare for a power forward slash center. Love to see it. Jaden McDaniels came back down to earth a little bit, 13-3, but still having a great season. Rudy Gobert, 7-9 boards. No blocks. We need those blocks. And Dante DiVincenzo keeps it rolling with 21 points, 4 assists, and 1 steal. And the big news is Anthony Edwards was back tonight. You know, there was talk he was going to be out 3-4 weeks. He missed about 2 weeks. had 15 points, 5 assists, and 2 steals in 29 minutes. You could tell when players are back for their first game, that's kind of taking it easy, not shooting up too many shots. He only shot 13 field goal attempts, third on the team in field attempts. So he'll be back next game with a much bigger performance, I'm sure. Off the bench, no one scored double digits, but a lot of people played. So that's all I got to say about that. Let's go to the Knicks. Karl Anthony Towns had a tremendous game last game. Only 15 points this game, but he did have 10 boards and 4 assists. OG, 25-8 with 2 steals. Mitchell Robinson was back in the starting lineup with 8 points, 10 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 3 blocks. That's the Mitchell Robinson everyone wants to see. This was only in 16 minutes. So this was his first game of the season. Only 16 minutes. When those minutes get up to 20 to 24, Mitchell Robinson is going to be a very essential player in category leagues. This is what you love to see. Mikal Bridges, 13-5 with 2 blocks. Nice. And Jalen Brunson, 23 points, 10 assists, 7 boards, and 1 steal in all-star form. Josh Hart off the bench. You know, a lot of questions about him. Is he going to be able to produce for fantasy this season? 18 points, 5 boards, 4 assists off the bench. You know, last game, Landry Shamet started, and I think people were concerned, is Josh Hart going to be relevant because of that, because of this, the slow start? Shamet only played 12 minutes and was not productive at all. So I think Josh Hart is back, ladies and gentlemen. And Miles McBride, 14-4 off the bench, solid production. Next game, the Rockets defeated the Grizz, 124-109. KD, Kevin Durant, only 11 points, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 5-for-18 from the field. Very unlike Kevin Durant. You know, they beat the Grizzlies handily, so you're not worried too much. But let's hope KD is not on a decline here, because that was a lot of minutes and a very few amount of points. That's unlike KD. Jabari Smith was back in the lineup, 16-4 with 2 assists. So that meant Tari Eason went to the bench, but he had the same stat line, 16-5, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. Sengun, 20 points, 16 boards, 7 assists. He did have 6 turnovers, though. Don't love that. Josh Okogie, 13 points, 2 steals. Amen Thompson, 28 points, 10 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals. Incredible game. And this team, you know, if KD holds up, they will probably have 3 All-Stars on their team. So that's going to be fun. Clint Capella, 10 boards on the bench. And Reece Shepard, 12 points in 17 minutes, but still not the production you're looking for a third pick in the draft. For the Grizz, Ja Morant, 17 points, 8 assists, 5 boards, 1 steal, 1 block. Very solid numbers. Only 6-for-19 from the field, so that's terrible percentage. We really want to see Ja getting those 28-32 type point games, and it's not really happening this year. He's just being solid all around. I think he's going to have a move out of Memphis, or the coaching staff is going to have a move out of Memphis to get the best of Ja Morant. We know it's there. He's healthy. We'll see what happens. Jaren Jackson Jr., 5 blocks. That's what we love to see. 9 points, 5 blocks, 6 boards. Everyone's been looking for those blocks. Here they are. All right. You know you want to hear about Cedric Cowart. 29 minutes off the bench. Third leading player in minutes, but did not start. 7 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. Start this man, please. Aldama, 16-2 steals. Nice game. And they played everyone. So it was a crazy lineup. Jock Landale started. Not too much production from him. Next game, the Pelicans defeated the Mavs 101-99. For the Pelicans, Zion is out right now. I think he's going to miss at least a week. So that's going to lead to more production from Derek Queen, but we'll get to him in a second. Jeremiah Fears started because Jordan Poole was out as well. Fears had 13 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal. It was potential for a blowout game for, you know, a breakout game for Jeremiah Fears, but he just had a solid game. So, well, yeah, with no Zion and no Jordan Poole, it's like, will he get 20-25 tonight? Only 13. He only shot 33% from the field. That's going to happen with rookies, especially point guards. But Sadiq Bey is the guy that stepped it up. 22 points, 9 boards. He started. Great performance. Trey Murphy, another down game, 11 points, but he did have 9 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. Herb Jones, 2 steals. You can expect that all the time. And Kevon Looney was back in the starting lineup after being hurt. Didn't do much, though. But Derrick Queen, as we mentioned earlier, 11 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, and 3 steals. No reason he should not be starting. He's the guy you gave up your future for. Play that man. For the Mavs, Cooper Flagg, 20 points, 9 boards, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Great performance. That's what you want to see. We know he's had some up and down games. Great to see him have a really good one here. One of his best games of the season. PJ Washington, 15 and 11 with 2 blocks. Great. Daniel Gafford, 15 and 8 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Great. D'Angelo Russell started this game and they benched Klay Thompson. That was the news of the day, that Klay was getting benched for D'Lo. That should have been happening anyway. The only reason Klay was starting was because of his name value at this point. But D'Lo did not do too much to say, ooh, this should change permanently. Only 9 points and 3 assists, 30% from the field. He's got to play better than that. Last game he had 10 assists. That's what we need to see. Max Christie, only a points player, 12 points. And off the bench, Klay did have 11 and 3 assists with 4 boards. So he had a good game off the bench. So I would say he should stay in that role. Brandon Williams, backup point guard, did get 10 points and 2 steals. You could look for him in deeper leagues. Next game, the Nuggets defeated the Heat 122-112. Bam Adebayo got hurt in this one, only played 8 minutes. Had 2 points. So, like I mentioned earlier, we had a question about Khalil Ware, and now he's going to be thrust into a starting role. Had a question about Yusuf Nurkic. He's going to be thrust into a starting role. So, it's kind of crazy. But Khalil Ware off the bench had 13 and 13 with 4 steals and a block. That is great performance. And you know he's going to be starting now. So, that was 27 minutes. He'll probably get 30 to 34 minutes next game. And you can look for that same type of production because they're going to have to play him. The Heat seem like they want to keep him on the bench in the 25-minute role. But now that they're going to have to play him, he could really, really, really go off. Norm Powell, 23 points. Nice. And Andrew Wiggins, 22 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. Nice. Pella Larsen started again. Did not do much at all. But Jaime Jaquez had 21. 3 boards, 2 assists, and a steal off the bench. And that's where we are. I would have to say Nikola Jovic is having a disappointing season. He's a guy that started the first game. We thought he would make the leap this year. 20 minutes, 5 points, 3 assists, nothing. And their first-round pick, Kasper Jakachonis, not playing at all, DNP. You would expect him to get some run, but they must not think he's ready because you're playing Davion Mitchell and Pella Larsen over him. And his draft capital is way more important than theirs was. Pella Larsen was a second-round pick. Davion Mitchell is on his third or fourth team in 3 or 4 years. So we'll have to wait and see if Kaspers will get an opportunity. For the Nuggets, Jokic, 33 points, 15 boards, 16 assists, 3 steals. Classic Jokic, tremendous, incredible Hall of Fame performance, as usual. Jamal Murray, 14 and 8 with 3 assists and 2 steals and a block. Great all-around game. Christian Brown, 11, 8 and 7 with 2 steals and a block. Great all-around game. Cam Johnson is the only one that's not really lighting it up. 3 of 10 from the field with 9 points. Got to do better than that. He got you the threes, but that's about it. Aaron Gordon, 24 and 6 with a steal. Nice game. Tim Hardaway Jr. off the bench with a huge 18-point performance. 3 games left, guys, and these games are still going on right now. The Kings are up on the Warriors, 102-98, but it is 12:15 in the morning on the East Coast, so this is what you're going to get right now. but no, for the Warriors, no Steph Curry tonight, no Draymond tonight, So we have Jonathan Kuminga with 22 points, 8 boards so far. Nice. Quinn Post has been up and down, mainly down all season, but last game he showed something. This game he started and has done nothing so far. 4 boards. He does have the 2 steals and 2 blocks, but 0 points, 0 for 3 from the field. Moses Moody and Real Richard both have 25 points thus far, and Moses Moody has 2 steals and 3 blocks. Will Richard has 1 steal. Great performances by the young fellas. I know Moses Moody can do a lot more than he's been allowed to in Golden State. So it's good to see him shine in a situation like this. Nobody off the bench is really being productive, except Buddy's got you those 3-pointers, but not much else. And the game just got closer, 104 to 103. But it's going to be a fun one to see who wins this one. It might go down to the buzzer. For the Kings, Russell Westbrook started again, 21-11 with 8 assists thus far. DeMar DeRozan, 21 points, 2 assists. Nick Clifford started again, 12 points, 3 assists, 3 boards. Nice. Malik Monk, 21 points off the bench. And I have to say, Maxime Reynaud actually got some minutes today. The very highly thought of second round pick for the Kings had not played much at all year. 15 minutes. That's something to keep an eye out on. If you're in a deeper league looking for a pickup, just put him on your watch list, because 15 minutes out of nowhere, and he's talented. And, you know, I will have to say, Sabonis did not play, so that is why Maxime played, but keep an eye out. Precious Achiuwa just signed to the team. Already has played 9 minutes. Not much production, but it is what it is. Next game. Remember, we are live, guys, on Sports Ethos YouTube. This is the box score breakdown. 2 games remaining. If you have any questions, send them through. Appreciate you guys watching and listening. If not, I'll catch you next time with the questions. Right now, the Thunder are 8-0 and up 92-91 on the Portland Trail Blazers. Thus far, Shea has 26-9 with 3 assists. Isaiah Hartenstein, double-double, 10-11 with 2 steals. Aaron Wiggins, 22 points and 3 steals. A.J. Mitchell, 12 points, 2 assists. And that's about it of relevance. You know, Isaiah Joe, 10 points off the bench, 2 3-pointers. So that's helping you out right there. For the Portland Trail Blazers, Shaedon Sharpe, only 16-6 right now, 3 steals. But there is 8 minutes left. Hopefully he can get over 20. Jrue Holiday, 12 points. Donovan Klingon trying to bounce back from the horrendous game last game, but only has 7 points and 6 boards right now in 18 minutes. Not looking good. Denny Avia, the only truly trustworthy player on this team, 17-9 with 6 assists and 2 steals and a block. Great all-around performance. Jeremy Grant, 16-5 with 3 assists. Duarte Reith has 12 points off the bench, which is surprising, in 20 minutes. Robert Williams has only played 4 minutes. So I'm wondering, I hope Robert Williams did not get hurt. Could he have been playing as the backup? This game, Duarte Reith has came and taken over those minutes. So we're going to have to keep an eye on Rob, see if he is okay. Final game of the night, the Lakers versus the Spurs. The Spurs are up 96-88 right now. Of course, you want to hear about Wemby. Through 26 minutes, through 3 quarters, 14 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. So you can expect that to be around 20-10 and 2 blocks, 3 blocks at the end of the day. And everyone on the starting lineup is pretty much right there. 14, 14, 14, 15, 15. That's the point total. So everyone's chipping in well. Stephon Castle, 15 points, 5 boards, 6 assists. If you didn't hear, Dylan Harper, dynamic rookie, got injured. He's going to be out a few weeks. Hopefully, he'll be back sooner rather than later. Keldon Johnson, 10 off the bench. Sohan, 9 off the bench. For the Lakers, Luka was back. DeAndre Ayton is back. Laravia is back. Austin Reeves is not back, though. So, last game, no Luka, no Austin, no LeBron. This game, no Austin, no LeBron. So Luka's back, 27 points through 3 quarters, 8 boards, 10 assists, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. Luka, this is a tremendous game for four quarters. He's done it in three. I mean, wow, what can you say? Amazing, incredible. 3 for 8 from 3-point land. You just want that a little bit higher, but 7 for 23 from the field, definitely want that higher. But I mean, we're nitpicking. Luka's having a great game. Marcus Smart, 11 and 4 assists. Ayton, 16 and 6 after the great game last game, and then one steal. And everything else is still in flux right now. No dynamic performers right now because we're through three quarters and not everyone is Luka Doncic. All right, let me make sure we have any questions. No questions thus far. Let's get to the players of the night. Of course, Luka Doncic, even though the game is still going on, 27, 8, and 10 through three quarters. That's a player of the night. Shai, 26 and 9, still with 6 minutes left in the fourth. Great game. Moses Moody, 26 and 4 blocks with 3 minutes left. Tremendous. Russell Westbrook now has a triple double for the Kings with 3 minutes left. 23 points, 14 boards, and 10 assists. Incredible. Tyrese Maxey, 27 and 7 with 9 assists. Donovan Mitchell, 46 points, 8 assists. You know that's up there with the game of the night. The surprise of the night was Feed McCulloch with 28 points, but Jalen Duren, 22 points, 22 boards. You love it. Michael Porter Jr., 32 and 11. Siakam, 23, 6 and 10 assists. Alex Saar, 31, 8 and 3 blocks. Jaylen Brown, 35 points. Julius Randle, 32 points. Amen Thompson, 28, 10 and 7. Saddiq Bey with another surprise of the day, 22 and 9 boards. Cooper Flagg, 29 and 3. Jokic, 33, 15, and 16. So that was another great show for you guys with the recap for the box score breakdown. If you're not aware, this is a Sports Ethos production. And like I said, check out Aaron Brewski and Dr. A. Some breakdowns on the Fantasy NBA today. I mean, we're just a tandem right now. Everything is great. Thank you all for watching. Subscribe to the Box Score Breakdown. This episode was presented to you by FanDuel. Subscribe, like, all that stuff on the YouTube channel, the podcast channel. Me and Tim Woodson will be here Monday through Friday for all your box score needs. Thank you all for listening so much. Until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.